Inquiry and Sadhana, Part 2. The following is an excerpt from Questions and Answers exchanged between Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi and Sri D.C. Desai at Sri Ramanashramam, Thiruvannamalai, South India, on August 8, 1944 at 9 AM and published in the October 1969 issue of The Mountain Path. Desai, I am often baffled and depressed during or outside my meditation by thinking that there are millions of souls who are either quite ignorant or quite innocent and are suffering intolerable pains and tortures in this world. Example, A. Starvation of the poor by famine, poverty, or unemployment. B. Pain and suffering through diseases of ignorant people caused by ignorance of laws of hygiene, diet, or poverty. C. Bombing of innocent women and children. D. Suffering through floods, earthquakes, etc. of innocent and poor persons. E. Killing of animals for food. F. Insects and lower animals being eaten up by higher animals in nature, and so on. I try to convince myself that all this must be due to their bad karma in past lives, but doubts still arise as to how and by whom the free will was so directed as to force them to commit such actions. If it is due to desire, why or how did they come to get it or such tendencies originally? If it is due to avidya, dehadhyas, body idea, etc., how can they be held responsible for the same? Maharishi, first find out whether the ego exists. Who is depressed by these thoughts? Find out how you got the idea of the body. Solve this problem of your ego and then see if anything remains to be solved. Desai, is it helpful in the inquiry to sit in Siddhasana, keeping the spine erect, sitting on deer skin, Kushasana, etc., during the meditation, or are they not quite necessary? Will they expedite the progress? Maharishi, the real asana is being established in the self-reality or the source. Sit in your self. Where can this self go and sit? Everything sits in the self. Find out the source of I and sit there. Do not have the idea that the self cannot be realized without the help of asanas, etc. They are not at all necessary. The chief thing is to inquire and reach the source of the ego. These details, such as posture, etc., may distract the mind towards them or to the body. Desai, which books are most helpful in swadhyaya, self-study, during spare time, for quick training of the mind for the inquiry? Maharishi, you may read whichever book you like. Self, Atma, is the real book. You can look into it whenever you like. Nobody can take it away. It is always at hand to be read. Hold on to yourself in your spare time also, and then you can read any book. Desai, if doubts, fears, and worries harass me during meditation, how can they be most effectively removed? Maharishi, ask yourself, to whom do these doubts, fears, and worries occur? And they will vanish. cease to pay attention to them. Pay attention to the self within. Fears, etc., can only arise when there are two or when anybody else exists apart from or separate from or outside of you. If you turn the mind inward towards the self, fears, etc., will disappear. If you try to remove a doubt or fear, another doubt or fear will arise. There will be no end to it. The best method to annihilate them is to ask, to whom do they occur? And they will disappear. Destroying a tree by plucking its leaves one by one is impossible. Other leaves will grow by the time you pluck a few. Remove the root of the tree, the ego, and the whole tree with its leaves and branches will be destroyed. Prevention is better than cure. Desai, should I look for the source within the body? Maharishi, the ego arises within the body. Hence, in the first instance, you may look within the body for its source. When you reach the source, there will be no inside or outside because the source or the self is all-pervading. After realization, everything will be inside the self. Desai, is the source on the right side of the middle line of the chest? Maharishi, the heart is defined as the place from which the I thought arises. Heart means the center of consciousness. It cannot be identified with any part of the physical body. Desai, what can I do to increase the receptivity of the mind to your spiritual vibrations while sitting in the hall and to increase the frequency and duration of the efforts at inquiry in the hall or to ease such efforts? Maharishi, keep the mind quiet. That is enough. Sitting in this hall will help you. The purpose of efforts is to get rid of all efforts. The force will be clearly felt when the stillness is achieved. Spiritual vibrations exist everywhere. They will manifest when the mind is stilled. Desai, will it be helpful if I gaze from time to time on your eyes or face during the effort at meditation, or should I keep the eyes closed? If closed, should I concentrate them on the Ajna Chakra or deep down in the heart? When practicing the inquiry at one's own place, should the eyes be closed or fixed on some object of devotion? Maharishi, look at yourself or Atma rather than anywhere else. The eyes may be kept open or closed. It is immaterial. There is only one I, whether you spell it I or I. There is no point in opening or closing the eyes. Attention must be focused on the inner I. You are not an I that can be opened or closed. You may open or close the eyes according to your liking or inclination. It is immaterial and not important. You will cease to think of the world when you think of the self. If you are in a room and close your eyes and do not look out, it is immaterial whether you close the windows or keep them open. The body is a room, the eyes or the windows. Looking at Ajna Chakra, etc., is not necessary in this method. It may be helpful in keeping the mind from going out towards external objects. Concentrate on the self, without which there are no chakras. They do not exist without you. You are all of them. All centers, chakras, are in the heart. The heart is not the anahata chakra. The latter is in the spinal cord. Heart is I.